Tom Karkel in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today, a mixture of sun and clouds. We'll have a high near 70. Kenosha right now, still 50 degrees. It's 55 still in Burlington. Milwaukee 56 and 56 in Racine. Racine Unified School Board going to be holding a public hearing a week from tonight on a plan to borrow more than $33 million over a five-year period toward outstanding big-ticket projects still on the master list of facilities needs, including things like demolition and also possible land acquisition.
The board would have a five-year period to borrow the $33.5 million, not all at once. They don't have to, in order to do certain projects. And the project language is general. It says for paying the cost of acquiring land and buildings, renovating and equipping buildings, and demolishing certain school facilities. So anything that fits in that category, this funding could be used for.
Chief Operations Officer David Hazen telling the board recently that the public hearing is listed in the legal section of the newspaper, which is required, and that each project would still come to the board for consideration. The public hearing on that plan to allow the borrowing of the more than $33 million toward the facilities projects, 5:30 next Monday evening, the 16th, ahead of the regular business meeting at 6:30 that night. 6:30 tonight is the meeting of the Mount Pleasant Village Board, and it's a pretty light agenda in terms of the number of items on that document. Public comment might be the more interesting thing that will be going tonight because of the Foxconn announcement that occurred recently, what people might have to say. Otherwise, that agenda does include the usual listing of an attempt to fill the trustee position, which has been vacant since the spring. A heritage preservation plan, the main topic for discussion at the 5 p.m. meeting of Racine's Landmarks Preservation Commission. The Lakota Group recently was hired for this project after having put together Kenosha's downtown plan a few years back. It's now being used toward redevelopment. Tonight's discussion about preserving Racine's heritage will include identifying initial preservation planning issues and challenges, coming up with a community engagement program, identifying available resources, and putting together a calendar. Nick Kaladrisis is the vice president with the Lakota Group, and he notes a comprehensive study done back in 1979, modified a few years after that. They can now update that in some different ways.
Why you want to do a preservation plan is because, okay, that's what, 30 years ago? So there are now resources that weren't considered back then that now are potentially historic and architecturally significant. So you want to know those things, especially, you know, properties that were built in the 50s and 60s. Now are almost historic. So that's why you want to take a look at those things and take a look at areas that have those resources and could they be potential historic districts.
Chief City Planner Matt Sadowski pointed out that past occasions for community involvement meetings have been rather poorly attended, even when they offered up Kringle, because it's just really a core group concerned about preservation and not the general public. Also on the agenda for tonight's meeting, a summary report on the recently held meeting about the West 6th Street Bridge that is going to have to be replaced in the near future. The Racine County Drainage District recently got DNR approval for Phase 2 of their dredging project of the Wind Lake Canal, also the okay to draw down the impoundment of the Rochester Dam during the project. A notice on the village website indicates the actual start date will depend on weather conditions and water temperature, but likely taking place closer to November 1st. Contractors are ready to begin the work this winter. This project includes maintenance and cleaning the Wind Lake Canal from just north of the Dover Line Road to southwest of Highway 36. The website says it hasn't been done in over 60 years. Kenosha County Circuit Court Judge Bruce Schrader scheduled to hold a competency hearing later today for Marcel Kudzin. That to determine if the 67-year-old can understand the felony charges against him for stabbing a fellow group home member to death and to participate in his own defense. Kudzin taken into custody November 10th of 2015, right after fellow resident James Nelson was stabbed 32 times. Court records have witnesses saying that Nelson was attacked while helping a female resident to deal with Kudzin, who was upset with the color of her hair. All three residents of the then St. James Manor, which is now closed, a community-based residential facility which provided housing and care for people with mental illness and behavioral disorders. An effort by the Racine Transit System to promote healthy, sustainable, economic transportation options for everybody is called Ride to Work, and you can do that all this week. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Similar to Bike to Work Weeks, Ride to Work Week is aimed at promoting the benefits of riding the bus and encouraging the area workforce to give it a try. The Racine Transit System is also partnering with local businesses to spread the word. A launch party is being held at the Corrine Rita Owens Transit Center beginning at 8 o'clock with coffee, pastries, live entertainment, and conversation. It's open to everyone, not just those who ride the bus. Ride to Work Week continues through Friday. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
City of Racine sidewalk repair program for this year delayed due to required bidding, awarded by the Common Council last week to a company called Raza of Racine LLC. Their total bid price, $288,000. Language in the contract, though, calling for a particular subcontractor to handle the shaving portion. Shaving grinds off the raised edges instead of replacing entire squares of a sidewalk. Safe Step, approved by the council last year for the work, the required subcontractor. DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen says it is allowed by state statute, and that's something that was brought up in discussion at the council meeting.
Provisions of state statute 62-15, subparagraph 7, which deals with patented materials and processes. We can direct the contractor to use a subcontractor that processes and materials are covered by patents if they extend prices to us that we find acceptable.
The shaving portion, just under $59,000. Up until last year, property owners were required to replace City Mark sidewalk squares. Starting up Wednesday this week and lasting through October 20th in Union Grove, the crosswalk's going to be replaced on Main Street between 12th Avenue and Mill Avenue. So as a result of that, if you're driving through, you can expect delays and detours. Kenosha County Board Committee starting up the process of reviewing Kenosha County Executive Jim Cruiser's proposed budget for next year. It all begins today with the Board of Health, and once the committee review of the individual budgets is done, then the Finance Committee will start its review, and that'll be later in the month. Then the full Kenosha County Board will vote on the budget in early November. In Burlington, members of the Common Council recently started up what's called Coffee with an Alderman. It's kind of similar to Coffee with a Cop, the initiative in Mount Pleasant and done elsewhere. It's about better connecting people, the citizens, to their local government. Alderman Bob Grondi recently telling his colleagues, the eight people, who went to his two-hour gathering, mostly interested in procedural issues.
You know, what do I do when my next-door neighbor hasn't shoveled his sidewalk and I've already talked to him about it and my son or daughter has to walk along that sidewalk to get to school? What do I do? Who do I contact if street lights are out? What do I do if, you know, there's tree stumps that need to be removed that haven't been marked for removal? Things of that nature.
All in all, he indicated the time was beneficial to the citizens who attended and to him, suggesting that even more should be held. Oh, and by the way, over the weekend in Burlington, they hosted the Three Harbors Council Boy Scouts of America, which serves the Cub Scouts and the Boy Scouts and Venture Crews in Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties. It was their council-wide activity to solve the case of the Naughty Knots. 30 businesses in downtown, including the library, taking part as properties in this little game they put together. Teams of up to 8 scouts with parental supervision stopping by at each of the businesses. A little short activity done for the boys, for which they received a clue to help solve the mystery. This thing ran 6 hours. It included the areas between Bumper to Bumper, the business there, and Richter's Market, also from the fire department to the railroad track. So something a little different in Burlington over the weekend. WRJN.com. That's our webpage. We keep our newscast in the local news section. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, get your Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.